This is a phase one commutation hearing for Carol Sucker, Kappa S-A-C-C-A. The ADC number is 284289. She's currently serving a 10.5-year sentence for manslaughter. She's requesting a 4-year reduction in sentence. She was received that. She would become eligible. Absolute discharge date would be August 3rd of 2018. She does have a detainment from the Maricopa County Adult Probation Department. She's not applying for imminent death, but she did want to put in the record that she did have some danger for death. She had some problems with liver and lung issues. She has a 3-year probation for endangerment and a 10.5-year sentence for the manslaughter charge. She has had on March 2nd of 2017, she had a violation which was a major, which was upheld, and then in 2016 she had a disobeying of verbal, which also was a major that she had while she was in custody. Then in 2016 she had a August of 16 she had a violation of department that was guilty, and that was a major, and she had a disrespect to staff August 11th, that was found guilty, and that was a minor. And then in August 1st, she had a violation of the department, which was a major, and she was found guilty. Then on June 21st of 16, she was possessing with nuisance. I'm not sure what that is. She was found guilty. That was a minor. And then March 10th of 16, she had a theft of possession. That was guilty. She was a minor. And then in 16, she also had a violation of department. That was guilty. That was a minor. And October of 16, she had promotion of prison contraband. That was guilty. That was a minor. And then in December of 15, a violation of department. And she's guilty on that one. And that was a minor also. According to her, she was driving and got off the 101 east instead of going west, and had a severe anxiety attack. And she started to hallucinate and snap. It was time she was looking for an off-ramp to get off the freeway, but instead of getting on an off-ramp to get off the freeway, she turned around on the freeway and began going the wrong way. She hit a motorcyclist that tried to board her, told the officers that she had took some pain pills. The same day, she was on her way up north to go visit her father and mother. She felt that her father had pressured her to come up there and stay. According to the records that we have, states that approximately 3:30 p.m. on August 26th, the offender was traveling north on State Route 51 and went eastbound on State Route 71 instead of westbound. Instead of taking the next exit to turn around and go the other direction, the defendant made a U-turn on the freeway and proceeded to drive westbound toward the eastbound traffic in the Carboo HOA lane at a freeway speed. At that time, 3 motorcyclists were traveling behind a vehicle eastbound in the HOV lane. As the vehicle saw the defendant approaching, they swerved out of the way to avoid. However, the defendant hit one of the motorcycles, Scott Benson, killing him. Billy Benson crashed his bike, but he survived. There's also a note in here from the county attorney's office that is against the reduction in her sentence. Mr. Benson sustained fatal injuries during the collision, including a head wound, compound fractures to the right arm. His right leg was nearly severed below his knee, and he was pronounced deceased at the hospital. When interviewed, the defendant informed police she had not consumed any alcohol, which that appeared to be true. However, she admitted she had taken some prescribed medication and consumed several of those medications for a variety of elements, including morphine and soma pills, Xanax, and other antidepressants. She said that she had intended to go westbound, but she didn't, and she panicked and turned around on the freeway. The defendant's reckless endangerment negligent action caused the death of Scott Spencer. The prequel to the death of Mr. Spencer was not only unbearable and tremendous to the loss of family, but it also left two children without their father. While the defendant may have been on prescribed medication to treat various mental and physical health disorders, a reasonable driver would have known not to drive while under the influence of multiple medications. According to the plea agreement, the manslaughter charge that she was charged with had a presumptive sentence of 10.5 years. She did receive a presumptive sentence of 10.5 years. The minimum was on it was 7 years, so she did receive the presumptive sentence of the crime for which he had done, and also that he also had counts 4, 5, and 6, which were charges that were dismissed as a result of the plea agreement. I do not think that the presumptive sentence of 10.5 years is excessive. Therefore, I do not recommend that she be moved on to, passed on to a phase 2 hearing. So therefore, my motion is going to be to not pass on Carol Soka, ADC number 284289, to a phase 2 hearing.
Second. Agree.